Loontide, Lawrence Simons, and Sarah Cockings. Sarah brought Is Land to Burning Man last year, a giant floating island that some of you may remember. It will be exhibited at the Saatchi Gallery for the duration of the Olympics this year in London. Both Sarah and Lawrence are established artists working out of the UK. Their collective aims to create cultural inflections and magnify realities using props, people, and places as communication tools. Creating a work with an inbuilt intention, but then allowing it to generate a multitude of its own splinter narratives. By fusing cultural reality with carefully calculated artifice, they aim to create intersubjective relations that aren't an end in themselves, but rather serve to unfold a more complex knot of concerns about pleasure, visibility, engagement, and the conventions of social interaction. Are we on the verge of a digital and transcendental revolution? A tussle between the physical and virtual, or the technical? Can we reconnect with nature but also move beyond it? Loontide is a fantasy vision of a utopian dystopian future, a surreal yet playful excerpt from an unwritten science fiction novel. Loontide is a 20-foot diameter spherical moon hanging above the playa. It's created with a helium balloon that has a print of the moon on it and contains internal lighting. This will be tethered using steel ropes via a winch. Below the balloon will be a 20-foot diameter circular-shaped platform with rotating sections. The moon has always been intrinsically linked to fertility, the celestial body that influences reproduction and growth. We are constantly moved by the effect of gravity, ionization, and the monthly push and pull of the moon's electromagnetic field. The gravitational forces between the Earth and the moon cause some interesting effects. The most obvious is the tides. The moon is constantly pulling upwards on the water while the Earth is pulling downwards, both bodies in an orbital equilibrium. The moon has a hold over us. It has long associated with insanity and irrationality. The words lunacy and loony are both derived from the Latin name for the moon, Luna. What if we could have a hold over the moon? As the prophecies of 2012 loom, the moon, our only celestial body, is reincarnated as a tethered, movable being with its own mechanized yet playful tidal systems beneath. Can we control and order our natural environment, or is it ultimately always in control of us?